This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 46. For Wednesday, September 4th, I'm Glenn Halleck. There's another round of sharp losses in ICE canola futures on Wednesday as the effects of China's probe into canola dumping by Canada continues to be felt. At the final settlement, the November canola contract retreats $11.20 at $579.70 per ton, and the January contract gives up $11.80 at $591.20 per ton. An analyst says it will very likely take years to resolve this matter with China. That means the projected 5 million tons of canola exports to China in 2024-25 is very unlikely. The analyst laments that aside from the federal government paying lip service to canola growers, the feds appear to be doing very little at this time to financially help those canola growers. He also projects canola production this year to come in below 19 million tons due to less than expected yields on the prairies. Additional pressure on canola is coming from losses in Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil. Declines in crude oil are weighing on the vegetable oil values. Upticks in Chicago soybeans and soy meal are trying to put a lid on further decreases in canola. Manitoba issues its crop report showing the province-wide harvest is almost a quarter finished, with canola at 13% done. The Canadian dollar is higher on Wednesday afternoon, with the loonie at 73.98 U.S. cents, compared to Tuesday's close of 73.81. The United States Department of Agriculture issued its crop progress report, and it places soybeans at 65% good to excellent as of September 1st, down 2 points from the previous week. U.S. corn holds at 65% good to excellent. The U.S. spring wheat harvest progresses 19 points at 70% complete, and the planting of winter wheat gets started at 2% finished. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Wednesday. The November contract rises 9.5 cents at 10.21.5 per bushel. October soy meal is up $8.40 at $325.80 per short ton. But October soy oil is down about 0.75 cents at 40.72 cents per pound. Also in Chicago, December corn adds 3.5 cents at 4.13 per bushel. December oats are up a dime at 357. The U.S. wheat complex is stronger as Chicago December climbs 14 cents at 581. Kansas City December advances 17 cents at 593. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December jumps 16 cents at 623. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, September 4th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.